This is a letter to Dov Zeev Steinhausen in Copenhagen. And let's talk about letter number 6395, Baruch Hashem, the 15th of Tammuz, Topshin Yudches, Brooklyn, Rav Hagoyen, and a man with many energies. As I said before, this is Dov Zeev Sheyichia Steinhaus in Copenhagen. Shalom Avracha. I'm confirming receiving your letter, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, with attached thereto a copy of the contract on a good and a successful time to spread Yiddishkeit in the traditional spirit of Yiddishkeit, Ruach Yisrael Sova, traditional Yiddishkeit in your community by establishing a holy yeshiva in which they would learn the whole Torah, a complete Torah, Nigla and Chassidus. And the Rebbe says, he prays that let it be this beginning, it should be in a good and successful time. Good, both invisible and revealed, which means that the difficulties, these problems, the preventions, should keep on diminishing. Those that don't allow the development of this great institution. And this institution should be, holy institution should be established and developed both quantity-wise, the people that are learning in this holy place, and also in the quality, the meaning the level of the learning. And the Rebbe says a merit is rolled into these meritorious days, that I received your letter from your honor in days that are close to Yud Beis Yud Gimel Tammuz. Those are meritorious days. Those are very special days of the redemption of our Rebbe, our leader, the head of Israel. That is my father-in-law, the Rebbe. And the body goes after the head. So therefore, it's a very auspicious time for the success of your institution. The Rebbe says, with honor and with blessing for success and all the above, to your honor and to all that participate with you in this holy work, and very, very elevated, very important. And the Rebbe is basically blessing him for success, and being that it's in a very special time, so all the disturbances, the blocks, should be diminished, and the Rebbe blesses him with tremendous success in spiritually, in quantity and quality wise. Okay.